This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
When you think about bridging the gap between school and home, and how much should you, in a previous segment, we talked about whether you should call the teacher if an assignment is deemed too difficult or it really stresses your kid out every single time. What is being a helicopter parent where school and home are concerned, and how much do you communicate with the school? Because now a lot of their grades and everything are online, report cards, comments, that sort of thing. My guest today is Dr. Adrienne Weiss-Harrison. She's board-certified pediatrician and the medical director and school physician for the City School District of New Rochelle. So Dr. Weiss-Harrison, schools now communicate with us via email and online portals. So how much actual physical communication should we be doing with our teachers, or do we let our kids deal with these kinds of issues on their own?
Well, Melanie, thank you for having me on to talk about this topic. It's so important because school is the child's occupation. So parents need to be involved in it, but at the same time, children have us involved in so much of their lives that I think sometimes they want to carve out a zone of privacy with school. And I think that's why when children come home from school and you ask them what happened at school today, I think every parent has had the response of getting the following: nothing. Well, we know that can't be true, right?
Yeah.
So what I would say is this: you need to be on top of things that are going on, and how on top you need to be depends on how old your child is, so more at the elementary level than at the secondary level, and what kind of student you have. If you have a self-starter student that really just kind of chugs along on their own and all the assignments are done, learning is taking place, you may not need to be so involved. I think that's a great type of student to have, and you kind of miss the interaction with teachers, but if you have the type of child that really is a plotter or somebody who's having special challenges or maybe having a year where it's a child-teacher mismatch, then there's more of a need for the parent to be involved.
I hate that child-teacher mismatch.
I know,
because
but
you
know
feel
what? It,
like
it occasionally
you can't,
happens.
It does. It definitely does. And you can't always fix it. You can't get them out of that class or fix it. You have to just help your child deal with that teacher because they don't have a choice.
Yeah, I think we need to kind of, the way I look at it, particularly working in a school district and spending a lot of time with teachers, I do think we have to recognize that every teacher wants to do a good job with their students. But there are these occasional mismatches. What I recommend to parents is find out every day what's going on, touch base. Don't settle for the what happened to school, nothing. What I used to do when my kids were younger is I had a dinner time routine that I called BW. That meant best worst. We ran around the table and everyone, adults and children, reported the best and the worst things that happened.
I love that idea.
Okay, then at least you know you're getting two things. You're getting the best thing and the worst thing. That can gauge for you, help you to gauge what is the worst thing isn't really so bad. That's a pretty good school day. If the worst thing is a pattern where you feel your child is being bullied, then you have information over a week or so or more to call the school and say, hey, look, this is a pattern. My child is telling me this is a problem. And then once the children are giving these answers, this is what happened to me, the best thing, you can expand on it, ask them questions, you'll get more information. It will definitely tip you off to patterns that you think are great or you think are not great and need to be addressed.
What if you see the kids' grades slipping and then you ask your child about it and they say, it's because the teacher doesn't like me?
Well, then I think it's a reason to have a meeting with the teacher. Sometimes parents get surprises. Now, like you said, you can go on with many, many school districts around the country and have a home access to the school's database. So that means that you can monitor things. But let's suppose you're not monitoring, you get that story. You call the teacher, I want a conference, you go in. You may find out things that you didn't know. Like your child has only handed in 60% of the homework assignments this marking period, or your child is coming late to their class. So if a teacher is reacting negatively to a student, there's usually a reason.
I agree with you. I think that there probably is a reason. And really, if you're dealing with your kids and they are doing the best worst, I love that idea. I love that idea because you do get from them, fine, how was school today? Fine.
Right.
So then we've decided how much involved you should be with the teacher and with your student and getting their grades so that you can keep track of them. But what about things like all of that homework? Now, we talked a little bit about it, but if your teacher feels that this homework is really important, but you feel that it is too hard, do you call the teacher and say, my child just can't do this? Or do you get a tutor?
Well, I think if you see a pattern, you should definitely be addressing it to the teacher. The thing that I think many parents may not be aware of is that teachers take a lot of data in school. I'm constantly hearing this when I go to Committee for Special Education meetings. Data, data, data. Where's the data? And some of the data they take are benchmark data on things like reading and math. So what they may be doing is doing quick tests with their students on a one-to-one basis that they then graph on a computer over the year, and it gives a quick measure of the child's progress. So I would say, if you're concerned, call the teacher and say, are you taking data on my child? Is there benchmark data? Some of the names of these tests are AIMSWeb is one. There's one called Dibbles. And ask them, if they're taking data, how has your child progressed during the year, and how does your child's progress compare with the average classmate? I think after a few phone calls or meetings, if you don't feel things are progressing the way you like, then it's time to bring in either the school support staff, the psychologist that may be available at all levels, the counselor would be there, or the guidance counselor at middle school and high school. And then if you really, really need to, you bring in the principal. The principal has the ultimate responsibility for the educational program of every student in the school.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Weiss-Harrison, because we're just almost out of time, I'd like you to wrap up by giving your best advice to parents about encouraging a positive attitude towards school. I like to use a high-energy thing, you know, eager young minds, you're learning, this is going to help you, even though I know some of the stuff they're learning is not going to apply to later life, as you discussed once. Give your best advice to parents. What do you tell them about encouraging a positive attitude towards school?
Well, I think that we've our homes every day, and we have to do our jobs, and we want to do our jobs well. And your child's job is being a student. So it's important to model. If I'm having stress at work, I don't want to transmit that for my child. I want them to see me leaving the house every day positive about how I'm going to be facing my day and telling them at the end of the day, well, this was a great day because I helped this person or I helped that person. So if you as a parent can be positive about everyone in the family leaving the house to do the best they can that day and coming home at the end of the day and say, how did you do during the day? I think that really sets the tone.
That's great information, and keeping that positive attitude towards school will make it a better experience for them. You don't want your kids to hate school. You don't want to be a helicopter parent that does everything for your kids, but you do need to be involved. There's a very fine line between being not involved enough and being over-involved, and you want to, parents, make sure that you are just involved enough that you know what your kids are doing, you know who they're hanging out with. It's all about communication and developing that positive attitude towards learning, because how exciting is that? This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and stay well.